It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman nearly loses her sight after going 25 years without removing her mascara.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And he's a newsman extraordinaire. Don't question it.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate, Kev.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for the vote of confidence in my abilities.
You are welcome,
sir. I need it. And here we go. Students of a Florida science teacher say she's decided to do something a little odd. These are junior high school students, okay? Uh-huh. So she teaches apparently both, I guess. I don't know.
Mm.
But what she said is, my job is to educate you and to make you smarter.
All right.
When I listen to you talk, I have a very hard time feeling like you're intelligent. Hmm. When, you know, kids are saying, you're so skibbity. Skibbity toilet, Ohio. Sigma. Pookie.
Okay.
Just a few of the words. Bro. Aura. Womp womp.
Yeah, just the stuff that nobody really gets.
All these words that the kids are using, more and more of them. And she goes, it's not normal sentences. It's not normal, guys. I know it's your own little language. Mm-hmm. And you can speak it in your outside world. But she has decided to ban all those slang words from her class.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck with it.
Said a few kids have slipped up and used them.
Sure.
But they catch themselves very quickly. She's not doing the thing where she like whips them or makes them pay or anything.
Takes the belt off. Yeah.
They just make it clear like, hey, you said the word.
Right.
Be careful.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a fun way of doing it.
I think it's fun that she's trying. I don't know how well it's going to go.
Absolutely.
And obviously, like you said, you're not going to probably change them outside of the class. But at least, you know, in her class, maybe she gets a little break from it, and her life is easier.
Well, let's face it. As you go through your life, there are probably different ways you talk to different people, so you might as well get used to it right away.
That's very true.
That's a good point.
You have your own little language, and that's that.
Right. You might talk to, I don't know, Kev, you might talk to your sons differently than you talk to maybe one of your son's girlfriends, or to me, or to Steve.
Yeah.
To management, whatever the case might be.
Sure. Do I have to talk to management?
I was going to mention that there's a meeting, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, ice, he says, ice, please?
Right. Instead of barking the one word, go get me stuff.
Steve is the youngest member on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you would do with any of these terms.
Not well.
You don't think so?
Probably not. What am I supposed
to
define them?
Jay and I would probably get more just because we have kids that are kind of in that era or came out of it recently.
Mm-hmm.
How about the term gas?
Speed it up.
No. Nice try, though.
It's not like gaslighting. It's... Or is
no.
it?
No, oh, it'd just be like awesome. Like, oh, man,
that's cool.
Gas.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Dude, you're really gassing Steve today, Jay.
Gas him up, Kevin.
How about flex? You know this one.
Oh, yeah, like I'm flexing. Like that's a flex.
Yeah, like, you know, brag, feel good about yourself type thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finna.
Ooh, I do know this one.
Do you?
I'm going to finna this thought. And
I mean, you're there.
I am there.
It just means basically you're going to do something. Like, finna order some food.
Bet?
Bet, yeah.
Is that what you just said? Oh,
yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, bet.
Yeah.
That is right in there. Let's see some other ones if you could. You know what drip is, Steve, obviously.
I got that drip.
I mean, look at him.
Look at him every day.
What do you got on today? T-shirt with writing on it and some shorts, cargo shorts?
No shorts. I've made the transition to pants.
Oh, wow.
It's official.
This guy. Yeah, well, summer's over this week, so yeah, it makes sense.
This one I didn't know. DeLulu.
I don't know that one either.
Is that a banana brand?
Nope. Delulu is short for delusional. Generally used to, mean crazy, but in a cute way. Like, she's Delulu right now.
Wow.
Is that like, you know how with Gap, there's Baby Gap, is Delulu, Lululemons?
I see what you're doing.
Is that?
I think it's cute, but I think it's wrong.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't know what that was, Steve, but I'm with it. And of course, you know, cap and no cap.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that. Bussin'.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one, Steve.
Bussin'.
Yeah. We've talked about this before.
Real good. Okay, cool, you have done that one.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the words that they banned in the eight. Eight. A-T-E.
Like food?
Yep.
Huh. I don't think I know that.
It has nothing to do with food.
Okay.
But it's like that word, Steve. It's not food at all. It just describes when someone delivers on something in a good way and can be used in a variety of contexts. Like maybe someone's performance. She ate that performance.
That was so dumb.
I thought that was when you like fall down, like, you know, you ate it.
No, that's you bit it.
You bit it.
And it used to mean that for sure, but now if you apparently do it real good, man, you ate that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I ate this newscast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all over your shirt.
Yeah.
I don't have a shirt on today.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
I don't ate that.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not right. I hate that. Yeah. That's what it is.
No shirt, huh?
Drip free.
Wow. Is there a reason? Time out. Before you answer the question, I want you to put yourself in my position for a second. Okay. Do I want to know the actual answer?
I don't know.
No, you know.
No, I don't know.
Should I retract the question?
I don't think so.
Is it anything gross?
No. I mean, it could have been gross, I guess, but...
I'm gonna trust you, and I'll complete the question.
I was throwing up in the shower, and Kevin, you know how you throw up.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I used to do the Mr. and Mrs. T's. You know the
the spicy.
Huh. And then
Bloody Mary mix. Basically.
Right. Right. One time in turbulence that it ended up spilling on me, and I was like,
Kevin James.
It's real red.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can get the Coyote Country app. It's right there for you. It's super simple, easy way to listen. Throw in your AirPods, your headphones, whatever you got there, and you can. There we are, right there, for you. You can listen live, and then of course, you can also download the podcast and listen whenever you would like to listen. A couple options for you. Chance to win some prizes here dead ahead. We've got for you another chance for the CMA Flyaway, qualify for that, and another chance for those Seahawks tickets against the Niners, which is that. Well, what's that, Steve? Like, you're pretty good with calendars. So if today's the 18th of September and the date of the game is October 10th.
Yeah, it seems like a couple months away.
He is good with dates. There's no question.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at a baseball game, sometimes there's a sound that you like to hear. The cracking of the bat.
Oh, I love it.
Crack. The Middletown Hammers. That was the name of the team. They were taking on the Fairhaven Diamonds.
Great name for
doesn't even seem close. Middletown Hammers against the Diamonds?
Yeah. Ooh. You got to go with the Hammers, don't you?
Yeah, Hammers sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were playing on Saturday. This is a 10 and 11 year old Little League. What?
Well, just playing some stuff in the background. You're fine.
You're fine. Carry on.
Cancel's out.
So they playing the game. Things are going fine. And then some footage shows the crack of the bat. That's not a bat. That's a bigger crack.
Uh-oh.
That's a tree.
Oh.
There's a tree that's going to fall on top of the dugout.
Oh, no.
with 10 and 11-year-olds inside there.
Oh, no.
Coaches and nearby adults rushed to help those who, you know, were standing under the dugout. No major injuries were reported.
So they got there before the tree actually fell?
No, tree fell.
Oh, it did fall before. But it was, oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was enough.
Was it more of a rescue thing, right? Like after it happened?
Yeah, it was just like, hey, everybody good in there? And if you think about the way a dugout is built, probably not a bad place to... There's enough clearance there that you could probably be just fine.
Especially depending on what the dugout's made of.
Yeah, what do you make dugouts out of?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of concrete in the old ones. I don't know. Nowadays, probably more just wood and whatever that stuff is that, you know, they put over the top of it.
Yeah, polyester.
Fiberglass, something or other.
Polyester.
Don't remember the polyester dugout?
Well, 5%.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So
that's probably
yeah,
it.
Less yeah, shrinkage then. Yeah, you know, when you put it in the dryer, it comes out the same size at least.
Now, the good news is that, you know, nobody was hurt. Everything's fine. They've already started the cleanup, and they'll be able to play games there again next week. But that's a scary moment.
It really is.
When you just go, ooh, that could have been really bad,
and, like, nothing
guys.
Caused it. It wasn't like a windstorm. Was no lightning. It just gave away, huh?
I mean, there had to be some wind, right?
Gosh, you feel like it.
Otherwise, it just fell over.
How many times have you seen that where it's a strong wind, even around here, and you look at the tree, and it's, you know, maybe you're just driving by or it's near your house or something. You look and you go, yeah, that's probably coming down.
Oh, man. Too many, Jay. No, I've never had it happen, but I've definitely seen it where I thought, oh, that's going
to
happen.
There was a windstorm, and I'm trying to remember, it was probably, I don't know, what was the one we had, the really, really bad one? Like maybe, was it 10 years ago?
Sure, say it was.
Okay, and it's the one where a bunch of trees fell down and a bunch of fences blew down, and it was, do you remember which one I'm talking about, by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, late in the year, and I remember being at the back of a place that we practiced for basketball, and I was like, there's just trees everywhere at this facility. And they all looked like they were going to come down. And I remember the guy who runs the building, he came out, he's like, hey, I think we're just going to send everybody home. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
Let's do that.
All these back here look like they're going to fall on your building and we probably shouldn't be in here. And I remember it was one of those deals where everybody had already dropped their kit off. And so, you know, we're piling people into like two vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Just to get the kids out of there because I feel like those trees are coming down. Yeah, that's kind
of
scary.
And none of them did fall, though?
Not that I'm aware, but at least not there, no.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I remember driving home and seeing a lot of branches and stuff in the road, but none of those trees fell.
Sure.
Yeah, some of those old giant trees are just very scary. Swaying back and forth.
Man,
and last night there was a tree that fell in Spokane, but we know why. It didn't just, like, fall down.
Okay.
Did you see any of this?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh, a man, he was driving a car, and he was not driving it well at all. In fact,
okay,
he is going the wrong way, I believe, down Division, and then just went through a parking lot of the Washington Trust Bank and decided to smash into the tree.
No.
Tree fell over on his car and the whole deal. When they arrived at the scene, he was unconscious. And they're like, oh, this is not good. This guy's... He's gone. He's a goner. But then they used Narcan to save him.
Oh, I see.
And we know what Narcan is. Narcan is used for one thing and one thing only, I think.
Yeah, bring them back.
Bring them back after they've been on too many drugs. And so good to know he was driving.
Oh, man.
They said he will be charged.
Imagine that.
Once he's, he's in the hospital right now or whatever, right. But that they will. Yeah, that's just a bad story. Like I was like, but that's another one of those where the tree falls and you're looking at it and you thought, man, if that would have fell just a little bit the other way, more into the street or whatever, could have really been bad.
Yeah. And what did he run into? But did he run into a building first or at the same time? Or
I don't know if he hit the Washington Trust building.
Oh, the Washington Trust building. Okay.
Kind of cut through their parking lot to hit the tree.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Kevin? No more tree falling stories?
No, that's all I got, man. That's all my tree news.
Yeah. Well, thanks for going out on a limb for us.
It's the least I could do.
Thanks for branching out into
other stories. It's the least you could do? Is that what you said?
It's the least I could do. I did not say that.
It's not,
Steve.
But that was pretty good, Steve. I did kind of enjoy it. The 99.9 Coyote Country. You should have just said yes, Kevin, and take.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know if you guys know, the moon's kind of a long ways away.
Kevin James.
I don't know if you know this. I love you to the moon and back.
Whoa.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Do you ever chair dance when the Beat the Show music is on?
I just was doing that.
Were you? Okay, awesome. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just, I'm standing, but, you know, there's often a wiggle that goes along with the tune.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can wiggle. Well, I mean, I've heard it a few times. You'd think I'd be over it, but, you know, I don't know. It's a wiggle kind of theme. let's play a little Beat the Show here. The category, by the way, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Is there an exciting event on your schedule in the near future?
Not really.
How is your house as far as fall? Have you done any decorating?
No, I just try to keep my little child from destroying my house.
That's a good call.
Yeah. It's an event.
Yeah, that's a different kind of thing. It's a different decorating when you have a small child.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's see if we can get you some Indaba coffee. We've got our sponsor, of course, Indaba Coffee Roasters, and a $25 gift card for you. And the category today is love, and it has nothing to do with the Flintstones. It's all about the love. So who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
You.
Okay, Erica, see you in about a minute, okay? Good luck. Pass if you get stuck.
As a love expert.
Hey, Kevin, make sure you keep track here.
Oh,
I mean, it's not your first day. You should know you have the scoreboard when I play.
Yeah,
thank you, Erica.
I keep track of who's going to win.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Erica. Who is the bearded country star that sings "The Kind of Love We Make"?
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
What is the Netflix show that follows 15 men and women from the same metro area hoping to find love?
Pass.
Closest to, how many years have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill been married?
20.
Who plays the Prime Minister in the 2003 movie Love Actually?
Pass.
What does Garfield the cat love to eat?
Lasagna.
Who does Jim fall in love with on the TV show The Office?
Oh, it was a secretary, but I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Kane Brown, who sings "Like I Love Country Music," was here in August. How many days are in August?
31.
Okay. Do. What did we not get to?
We Prime passed Minister? On a couple.
Love Actually? No? Think of that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's wave Jay back in here.
When I put my headphones on, I always hear the same thing. Do you know what I hear, Kevin, when I come back after I put my headphones on? That's exactly right. That's exactly it. I always hear Steve. I don't know if that only comes out when he waves his arms like that or if that's just...
It's anytime he's like stalling. That's his stall move.
That's so true. Every single time I put my headphones on, I hear the same thing. It's like dead silent in the studio, and then I put my headphones on.
Wait, you don't like the carnival?
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, it's not Kevin's yabba-dabba-doo, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. What was the category? Love is the category. That's right. Here we go. 60 seconds.
All right, Jay, who is the bearded country star that sings "The Kind of Love We Make"?
Oh. Is that Luke Combs?
What is the Netflix show that follows 15 men and women from the same metro area hoping to find love?
No clue. Pass.
Closest to, how many years have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill been married?
29.
Who plays the prime minister in the 2003 movie Love Actually?
Pass.
What does Garfield, the cat, love to eat?
Lasagna.
Who does Jim fall in love with on the TV show The Office?
I mean, he falls in love with a couple different ones, but, you know, Pam is the primary, so, yeah, Pam.
That's what I was... Okay. Kane Brown, who sings Like I Love Country Music, was here in August. How many days are there in August?
Okay, April, May, June, July. Oh, 31.
Netflix show?
No clue. Yeah, no, I could have an hour to try to answer it. I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, Prime Minister? Love
no, Netflix. No, okay. No, that one either.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
When you know, you know. When you know you don't know, you pass.
That's right.
Gonna pass.
Let's go over some answers. Yes, who is the bearded country star that sings The Kind of Love We Make?
That was weird. I couldn't. I did, it sounded weird it the way you said it.
I know. I've struggled with it when he said it too.
Did you? Like, okay, good.
Did I put the emphasis?
She was like Luke Combs. Yeah. Oh. I'm like, well, yeah, she's right.
Yeah. Did I emphasize the wrong word?
I don't know. That was the song that caught me off guard. So yeah, you know, you're fine, Steve.
Okay. Yeah. Both of you were correct.
Oh, all right. 1-1. Yay.
Luke Combs. Yeah.
Good job, Erica.
Nicely done.
Woot.
What is the Netflix show that follows 15 men and women from the same metro area hoping to find love?
You got me. I don't know. That, I've never heard of it.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
Love
is Blind?
Oh, yeah, Kevin, did you know that one?
I mean, yeah, I did, but that's a very bad description of the show.
Oh, Steve.
Because they are from the same area, but it's like they follow them to see if they can find... Yeah. But you kind of miss the part that they never see each other.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
It's kind of the key part of the show.
Okay. You're right.
I'm looking at the description of the show, singles trying to find a match and fall in love without ever seeing each other face to face.
There it is.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, I don't know that I would have got the
Both
show anyway.
Both things were true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things can be true at the same time.
That is correct.
1-1.
Closest to, how many years have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill been married?
Well, I think I'm pretty close because I think they're a year behind me. Or maybe it's two. How did I do? I
said
29.
Right?
Yeah.
27.
Oh, 27.
Yeah.
Dang it.
What'd Erica say?
20.
20. Oh, wow. 2-1 me. Sorry, Erica.
It's okay.
she's so funny. I love Erica.
Who plays the prime minister in the 2003 movie Love Actually?
Oh, probably everybody got this one.
No. A lot of passes on that one.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Kevin, did you know this one?
I should, and I don't.
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay, I mean, again.
That was my guess, but then I was like, is that what he was?
I feel like I haven't seen that movie in a very long time. If I remember right, it's very funny, though.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
Yeah.
Especially during the holidays.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm.
What does Garfield the cat love to eat? Both of you went lasagna. Both of you are deliciously correct.
Nice. All right, 3-2. Come on, Erica.
Who does Jim fall in love with on the TV show The Office?
He got me there, I think.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Erica said the secretary. So, I mean.
I mean, Pam is the secretary. Yeah,
so. Pam is the right answer.
Wrong. Yeah, she's not wrong there. Yeah.
Yeah. Pam is the right answer. Very good, Jay.
No, thank you.
Kane Brown, who sings Like I Love Country Music, was here in August. How many days are there in August?
I had to do the knuckle thing on that one.
I was going
to
say, luckily everybody has knuckles and it was 31.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I was pretty sure, but I always like to double check.
Mm-hmm. Good to double check.
Yep.
Yeah, 31 days.
5-4. Oh, is that the last one?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Erica, dang it. But Erica, how old is your child?
4.
Oh, yeah. A lot of toys.
Oh, yes. It takes up my entire living room.
Oh, man. Kevin, what's our ruling on moms with small children and needing coffee?
I think we should give it to them always.
You're like, that's an auto win.
Always.
Erica, we're going to get you $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hold on for 1 second. Good luck. Oh, what was it, a boy or a girl? Boy or a girl?
Girl.
Did you say girl? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
What?
I don't know what that meant. I felt like that was rude as it was coming out of my mouth. $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters, Erica. Hold on.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Everybody was looking at me like I was doing something wrong. And I'm like, no, this is my house. Mm-hmm. This is my house, Gus.
Kevin James.
What happened there? Yeah, what was that?
This is my house. I know. If you don't like it, get out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin show stat of the day.
Alrighty.
I started thinking about how old that was. The
Eddie Murphy?
This is my house, Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy from Delirious, like in 1981, maybe?
Oh, boy. Maybe before that.
81, 84. I feel like that's when the two came out. Either way, I was like, man, that's a really old reference.
It really
Kevin.
Is, yeah.
I mean, a legendary...
83, it says, yeah.
Okay, legendary comedy shows, Delirious and Raw, from Eddie Murphy. But it is, yeah, it's been a minute.
Many minutes.
Just a couple minutes ago, as in like 40 years.
Steve, you never saw that stuff, right?
I mean, I've seen a little bit of Eddie Murphy stand-up, but I don't remember that specifically.
Not those specials, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's wearing a leather suit.
Oh, man, oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, I've seen videos of that,
yeah.
I guess, but yeah, not really.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
Yeah, you should watch it. They're funny. I don't know how well they hold up.
I don't either,
today.
Yeah.
I mean, like any comedy from that far long ago, it's going to be like, wow.
Yeah, well.
Can't say that.
Right, but, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that always is the case. Okay, here is the number for you today. 72% of reality TV show fans say shows need to do a better job of this.
Of reality TV show fans?
Reality?
Good one. Boy, I don't know, Kevin.
I'll tell you, I complained a lot about it the last season of Love is Blind.
Okay.
I was very mad that some of the contestants they had on didn't do a good job. They didn't do a very good job vetting the contestants at the beginning. Like,
oh, okay.
They got on there and there was drama. Like, somehow one of them had already dated somebody else. And it's like, come
on,
yeah. Man.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen that.
How are we? I just don't like it. Like, I want it to be more, as this sounds dumb, but as pure as the process can be.
Wait, is that the show about 15 men and women from the same metropolitan area competing for love?
What's funny, Steve, is if you watch it, you'll never know there's 15, because I would say of the 15 that are on there, it's usually about 6 to 8 of them that get featured the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just because they're better contestants or because they have a better chance of success?
Yeah, they're the ones
or...
that are starting to fall in love in the pods.
Right,
and
right.
That whole deal.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you don't always see all of them. It's kind of weird.
Hmm.
So that is the thing. They want better vetting of the contestants, where it's like, can you just do more research so that we don't find out halfway through the show that, I don't know, like it just happened with the Golden Bachelor last time, right? At some point it was like, oh, Gary, maybe he's not that sweet old man.
Yeah, I can't remember the whole
with that other lady,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
And people were like, he was a jerk, or whatever they said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, do they do that, or do they just keep it and release it at the appropriate time to try to get more publicity for it? Like, do they know?
I don't know. I don't think some of them, like there was the one that came out, was it earlier this week or something, about the guy who was on The Bachelor.
Bachelorette?
And he got arrested for... his ex-girlfriend, he broke into her house.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, so like an actual bad one. He was on season 21.
Yeah, that I feel like that was a miss. If it happened beforehand, you know, if it happened before, obviously he was on the show, then yeah, you shouldn't be on the show.
Right.
Yeah, so there's just things I think they don't do the best job, or like you could find the people that are like...
Oh, wait, it was Devin?
Yeah.
I did not see that. It just when you said it, I Googled
it. Do you
know
Devin? Okay.
Well, he was the one she picked who turned out to be, you know, less than sincere, I'll say.
Okay, yeah, well.
Appears like that. Yeah, he also was arrested for burglarizing his ex-girlfriend's Louisiana home in 2017. And apparently had a restraining order at some point. Yeah, that's a bad job
of
not.
Yeah, the ones you just can't miss.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. And here's the other problem.
Because apparently a media outlet did it. You couldn't do it.
There's too many people. You can't find 25 guys.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Or 25 girls and not have a problem. You're going to miss something.
Never liked the
Why
guy.
Why are we doing this? What else do you go in and get 25 of? Like... Oh, man, eggs. I am really hungry for...
Eggs.
Eggs. No, you don't. They come in an 18-pack.
Mm.
Or, now, no. You could get a double 18-pack for 36.
You could.
But that seems sort of ridiculous.
Or you could get 5 dozen.
You're going crazy there.
Yeah, yeah.
String cheese?
String cheese.
Not 25.
What's the size of that?
Too many.
No way. I'd say there's about 12 of those in there.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Is that right? Wow. I thought there were
yeah,
or 10 maybe.
Okay, let's. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the bakery and get some donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, can I have a bachelor dozen? 25 donuts.
Yeah.
Just stop trying to find 25 people. Like, let's scale it back. Where would you be happy? 12?
I was going to say 18 like the eggs, but, you know.
15?
I think it because it's weird because
what
they
are we negotiating.
Well, the problem with some of the shows is you know how that is. The very first week they eliminate like 5. Well, if you're eliminating 5 in like the first night, then you had too many.
Yeah. Why were they even there?
Right. Yeah. Because how do you even know after one night? So just make it like you know literally cut it back, and then you won't get guys who turned out that they were kind of not nice people.
Yeah, you can do a better job of vetting through all the contestants and. I don't know. I kind of want to settle at 13.
Baker's dozen.
Kind of my final offer, 13 of them.
Hard to make the show last as long probably with that many.
Yeah, or... yeah, you might be right about that, but okay.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily have an elimination every week or whatever.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, okay. You want to get rid of people. If you're watching that show, you want to get rid of somebody. You're like, somebody's got to go. Hated the weeks where they didn't eliminate anybody. You're like, nah, that's dumb. Somebody's got to get out of there.
Okay.
It's more fun when somebody gets eliminated because then you're like, oh, I liked him. Or, oh, man, I couldn't stand that guy. Get him out of here. Because you are rooting for some people to get kicked off.
Oh, for sure.
Always. Just like with Survivor. You're like, nope, that person's got to go. They're terrible. Don't want to see him anymore. And then it creates the animosity when they're like, what? They kept him on? Of course they kept him on.
Reality TV.
Right. I knew I didn't like Devin. Now I know why. He just had a weird, he gave off a weird vibe. Too bad Jen didn't know that. I didn't watch the show, though. The Big 99.9.